And I'm just going to keep moving right through it. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Colts. He was picked 89th in the draft out of Stanford in 2019. He had an incredible year. 151 tackles, 6 for a loss. He recovered a couple of fumbles. He appears courtesy of Cali Strong. So you know I'm all about that brand. Bobby Okereke is my guest. Bobby, it's good to see you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you.
Much respect. Listen, I talked to Jonathan Taylor earlier in the program. We talked about what a challenging year it was. You yourself had an amazing individual season. How were you able to enjoy and take pride in your personal accomplishments when the team didn't have overall success? What did that feel like?
It felt good. I mean, for me, it was a contract year, so I knew regardless of the situation, I had to play my best football. But obviously, you want to win. So, you know, you're doing everything you can from a leadership standpoint, just a team building standpoint, you know, to just try to right the ship. A lot of adversity going on, a lot of distractions, but, you know, I thought our veteran leadership did a great job this year.
I love guys. In a contract year, guys will say, hey, man, I'm not thinking about that. Bull crap. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with thinking about that. We would all think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you process that? Did you take that contract with you on the field, onto the practice field every single day? What did you do with that?
I mean, I just treated it like my film is my resume. So, you know, regardless if we're winning, we're losing, you know, we're down 40, whatever. Every play, you know, every play that I have is going to be evaluated. So I just kept that mindset and I just played my best football. And I think that, you know, my purpose is to fulfill my potential. And, you know, I was working towards that every day.
All right. See, that's really key. The purpose is to fulfill the potential. So what are you looking for? Like, are you, everything being equal, do you want to be where you are? Or is there a situation that you know in your mind would work for you that you're looking for specifically?
Yeah. I think first and foremost, be somewhere I'm wanted. Somewhere, you know, that they're going to value me as a leader, value me as a player, and be somewhere's going to win. So I'm going to take all that into consideration in, you know, off-season free agency, but it's an exciting time.
Not looking to make any trouble here, bro, but do the Colts not check those boxes for you right now? Do you feel valued? Do you feel like they get what you have to bring to it? Or are you maybe not feeling that right now?
No, I do. You know, I love Indy, grew up there. Front office has been amazing to me, but, you know, The cap situation is kind of like a puzzle, and it's about how many pieces, you know, fit. And if not enough pieces fit, you know, they have to let guys move on. Obviously, Shaq's making what he's making. Zaire Franklin had an incredible year, signed a new contract. So, you know, there might not be room for me. So, you know, I'm just prepared for that situation.
Business is business. Bob, you're appearing courtesy of Cali Strong. You know me. I'm a Los Angeles, California native. I feel very strongly about the West Coast and Cali in particular. What is that brand? What is the work you do with them?
Yeah, they're a San Diego brand. You know, they're in every product category, whether it's clothes, hats, accessories, whatever. And 20% of their proceeds go to the military and kids. So they're doing an incredible job. And it's amazing gear. You can dress it up, dress it down. It's really cool.
All right, so where do we find it?
Their website is Cali Strong on social media, and they're in San Diego. So, you know, we'll find a spot for you to get their shop.
Dude, I like that. I need that for sure. Listen, really good to get caught up. I know that was a tight hit, but you and I have spent time together before, and we will continue to do so.
Yep.
Really good to see you, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Bobby.